5.3 million Americans walk around with some form of a disability from a traumatic brain injury. That's a big number. Nearly 2 million are going to incur a TBI this year alone. Every year, 2 million people could be mild, moderate, severe, mostly mild, but mostly concussions. But then again, are any of them mild? No, they all need your attention. Your adults, kids need your guidance, whether they want it or not. They're not ready to go back in and play. You're the adult. So that's what I have to say about that. Now, I'm humbled, very humbled to stand before you. I'm not some doctor trying to tell you about traumatic brain injuries and how to do medical stuff by the book. I've lived it. I know what it's like. I know how confusing, how chaotic it is. It's incredible. I'm probably one of the luckiest guys on earth to be where I'm at, where I was, and where I'm at now. For some reason, God and medical miracles saved me, and they kept my functionality intact, slowly brought it all back, most of it. I'll never be the same, but they brought most of it back. After the month in a coma and on life support, I have problems, sure. Balance is bad. Memory, not real good. After 30 minutes, or after 30 years, I can remember everything Crow was telling about coaching baseball, having this certain teacher in accounting. All that's vivid. But 30 minutes ago, if I don't write it down or say it over and over in my brain, it's gone. It's not there. Coordination is bad. Hand-eye coordination is almost a joke at times. It's laughable. But regardless of all that, I consider myself so lucky. It's amazing. And closing, you know, Bendel unjustly takes a bad name in the community. All right. Unjustly. I'm getting there. Bendel takes a bad name unjustly. Now, like I said, I love the Bendel community. I love Bendel. I always will. Because I honestly feel if it wasn't for my coaches, teachers pushing me, the community not accepting mediocrity when I was capable of doing more, then who knows where I'd be. So I owe the Bendel community a ton, and it's unjust that they do take a bad name. On my website, www.markelswick.com, through my writing, I'm making a difference one book at a time. I'm donating 15% of every book sale to the Brain Injury Association of America. But I want everyone to know that I'm from Burton, Michigan, and I'm a proud product of Bendel Public Schools. To the younger Bendel students who may hear Bendel's taking a bad name and all that, well, Bendel gives you all the tools you need to succeed. You're going to get, despite what people say on the street or whatever, Bendel is going to provide you with what you need to succeed and overcome anything, and I do mean anything, but it's up to you to take advantage of the tools you've been given. Now, as far as me writing, I finally feel my 100% is good enough to do this, so it's been a long time, but now I'm finally doing it, and my books will be sold through Barnes & Noble also, not BarnesandNoble.com, but the store, bookstore. And it was explained to me that, well, basically, the big New York houses shelve the books. You know, they pay to have their books put there. And so you can go into any Barnes & Noble store and order my book, or you can order it from my website, which is cheaper. I'm just saying. All right, but does Atherton, Bentley, Lake Fenton, any school, Genesee County. How many of those schools have an author at a world, not nation, worldwide bookstore like Barnes & Noble have their work for sale there? I don't know. Maybe there are a lot. I don't think so, but maybe there are. But Bendel does. Bendel, who takes a bad name, Bendel has that. So, I don't know. If you have any questions about traumatic brain injury or whatnot, feel free to ask. I'll be at homecoming on September 30th. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be with another Bendel graduate, Carrie Shea. Anyway, she is a children's author. She has a couple of children's books, and we got together and bumped knuckles and Wonder Twin Powers sale. And so we're making the game ticket. It's $5 to get in, right, Estelle? Yeah, so we're making that ticket worth $5, and my book lists for $14.95. Hers are $15.95 for children's, because illustrator and her, and I don't know anything about that stuff. But anyway, it'll be a $5 bill, basically. So you're getting the game free just to buy a book. I hope to see a lot of you at the game. Come over, say hi, buy a book. Thank you very much for your time. I'm, again, more honored than you'll ever imagine to be looking at you guys right now. This is so cool. Thank you for your time.
Name your book.
Oh, the name of my book. I'm sorry. The name, it's Padman, A Dad's Guide to Buying Those. You know what those are. And Other Tales. All right. Now, it's 8 humorous stories, 4 father stories, and then there are 4 stories about traumatic brain injury, survivor stories, and 3 of which are from Burton. 2 of them are from Bendel. Sandra Frazier, I don't know if any of you are familiar with her.
Yes, I love her. Yeah.
Her story and mine. But my thinking is, if I can use humor to get you, everybody likes to laugh. So you read those, and they've gotten amazing reviews. Joseph, your reader reviews in Texas said, it's like you're having an informal conversation with the author. And my support now is behind, traumatic brain injury is like any other disease. You don't think about it until it affects you at home. Well, my support's totally behind Mark Elswick now, because I see. And that was real cool. But anyway, any more questions?
I'm sorry, you said you're going to have your book at homecoming for sale?
Yeah, it's $14.95 listed, but at homecoming, it'll be $9.95.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mark, I just want to appreciate you coming, because you used to come to our house all the time, and I remember when that happened and all the hardships that you went through and your family went through, and it's nice to see you here, and we do like our Bendel.
Well, it's nice to be here.
You really do.
Well, I used to go over there a lot, but then she never made me dinner, so I quit going. Any other questions at all? All right. Thank you for your time. I'm hanging. Anyway, I hope to see you guys up at homecoming. I'm Mark Elswick, and like I said, I'll always be proud to be a Bendel Tiger.
Yep, don't be a stranger, boy.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you.